There's a light breeze over Lugaya, a beach village that sits on the Gulf of Aden in Somaliland. A few boats sit on the beach, and upon closer inspection, they're damaged. Somaliland, an autonomous state north of Somalia, has had to deal with a crippling year-long drought as pastoralists lost all their livestock. But it has also affected this village of 3,000 families. When pastoralists lost everything, some came to Lugaya to try their hand at fishing, causing a strain on the few fishermen already working. Pacha Ache Musa is a part of local government and a member of the Community Elders Committee here in Lugaya. He says there's true community spirit here.
First of all, the Somali community are Muslims, and as Muslims, we live together and share. If you have a family that has something, you share that with the other families who don't have anything and have been displaced by the drought. And that is mainly how people are surviving. There are a few here who have extended families in Djibouti who are at least getting some money sent from there, or some go out and collect firewood and sell it. It's just a mixture of ways that they are surviving.
Although people are helping each other out, it's not the easiest place in the world to fish. There's no port, nor even a pier, and the small boats with outboard motors are dragged onto the sand after a long day. Mohammed Amir Musa is a fisherman in Lugaya. He admits that the current situation is challenging.
Yes, in fact, the drought has had a big impact on us as well. There are many new fishermen coming in, people who don't have the skills, so they have to depend on us in terms of sharing equipment, training them and teaching them these skills.
Musa says that there are 15 boats to support 100 families. There's a lot of organization involved in making sure everyone benefits. Soliman Yassin was a pastoralist until he lost everything and decided to move to Lugaya to support his 7 children. RFI caught him on his day off. He explains the system.
The nets and the boats belong to a fisherman, and 2 of us will go out one day to fish with him. And tomorrow, another group will go with him. He brings the equipment, but we have to bring the mussels and do the fishing. That's how we come together to work and share. Today, for example, there are a few nets and boats, so if 2 go today, then I'll go with someone else the next day.
So what happens to the fish? Somalilanders are notorious for not eating fish, even though they have an 850-kilometer coastline. Enter Farhan Hassan, the president and founder of Lugaya Seafood Company. His small warehouse is the only concrete building on the beach. It's eel season right now, and Hassan buys about 2 tons of fish a month, including bream, mackerel, and red snapper from the fishermen in Lugaya.
Our cooperative was launched 3 years ago, first of all to create an economic initiative in this town. We wanted to give fishermen a place where they can sell their products. We take the fish to bigger cities to sell them. That's exactly what we do here. We buy fish from the villages and sell them in big cities like Hargeisa, Borama, Wakale, and soon in Ethiopia.
Everyone involved spoke about how they want to work more, but the boats, nets, and lines break easily, and the only repair shop is a 6-hour boat ride to Berbera Port. For now, Lugayan fishermen, old and new, are making the best out of a difficult situation. Reporting for RFI from Lugaya, Somaliland, this is Laura Angela Bagneto.